Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there.
Let's just listen to this. Why would anybody want to listen to me and listen to this? I'm snapping my fingers, man. I'm tapping my feet. Except the summer's over, kid. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the USA Audio Network, and that is the musical stylings of none other than Christopher, who's down there in Dallas, Texas. If you're tuning in looking for Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne is with Carrie. Is it Carrie Lake tonight? Is that what it is? Or is was that a secret I wasn't supposed to say?
No, he's with some people. He's taking care of family business.
Okay, so he's doing the Italian mob.
Oh!
So that's good. You can say it if you're
with
Italian.
With the M word. Come on.
You can say it. If you're Italian, you can say mob. You can say mafia. You can say it all. As long as you got a little bit of Italian blood in it, you can get away with it. Anyway, Wayne is gone tonight for the entire show, so you got me, Lee LC. You can find out more about me, LeeLC.com. Check that out. Send me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com. Always love to talk to the folks from around the country. It's always a lot of fun. And I'll be here tomorrow night, actually, for the first hour, and then I guess Wayne helicopters in, and we'll crank it up. We'll do the Lindell TV, hopefully at 7 o'clock, so we've got that. I've got a couple of guests for you. I know one, actually, Wayne already talked to, but I got a chance to talk to him, or I'm going to get a chance to talk to him again here at the bottom of the hour, and I'll ask him a few different questions. I listened to Wayne talk to him about a week back, but we'll do that at the bottom of the hour, and then a little later on in the next hour, we'll have one of our regulars on my own show, Tony D'Angelo, coming on to talk a little bit about finance and the aspect of COVID and long-range COVID financial dealings. So all that is coming up here tonight. So I hope you don't go anywhere. Keep it right here. I know you're probably missing Wayne desperately, but like I said, he might be listening right now in the limo on his way to his big event. I know Israel and Gaza is on everybody's mind, and I'm going to get to that at the top of the next hour in particular, because I want to spend some time on that for sure. But I thought it would be interesting, not interesting, but well, I guess it is interesting. But I think it's important to talk about what's happening again at the southern border. Right? I know we have covered this a lot. I've covered it a lot. It's a pet peeve of mine. That, along with the debt, is something that bothers me. But I must say, the number of people now coming across the border is so mind-blowing. The things that are happening at the southern border are almost unbelievable. It would almost be a bad movie script if we were trying to sit down and write this thing out. How many, the actual sheer number of people that have come across the southern border during Joe Biden's reign, it is astronomical. And right now, let me just roll over a couple things that are happening. President Joe Biden's border policies have led to a creation of a secret migrant camp in San Antonio. Apparently, it's been operating for eight months, and some of the local officials know, but not all of the local officials knew about it. And the camp housed hundreds of migrants located in an airport hangar at taxpayer expense. The facility conditions and modifications are unknown, but the public, again, has not been allowed to go inside. The federal government reimburses the cost for the top secret shelter, and we're not exactly sure how much. But the amount of money that's being spent on housing and health care
and money in the pockets of illegal immigrants who are coming across the border, it's crippling the economy. I think Sheriff Lamb reported this last week, and he said that he has heard multiple times that the folks end up with a, like, they end up getting cash in their pockets when they leave. They actually, the cash, but it's a gift card, like a Visa gift card that they can go out and spend to the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars. So you've got a Texas secret migrant camp in San Antonio. You've got another one, actually, that's popping up in Chicago, they're talking about. There's another migrant situation going on in Chicago. 41 buses arrived in Chicago, bringing the total number of migrants in shelters to 11,000, with 4,000 still sleeping on a police station floor and some staying in airports. 30% of the migrants in Chicago are kids, with the majority of them attending Chicago public schools, if in fact they have time to get to the schools. Currently, the state is funding temporary housing, including rented apartments and homes for migrants. The state is providing up to $9,000 in rental assistance over a six-month period, which includes assistance in a starter kit to finish the apartments. The rent lasts for 6 months and ideally would have started the legal process again once they get out and about, supposedly. Guys, you understand this? Do you have any clue as to how debilitating this is on so many different levels? It's not only for the economy, but just for the general welfare of the United States of America. Yes, there was a time when mass migration happened because it was a different era. It was different. People just got here. When they got here, they became Americans. Now, it has had to change for a whole variety of reasons. But one of the reasons is simply the welfare aspect of it. How do you expect hardworking American citizens to foot the bill for not thousands, not tens of thousands, millions of illegal immigrants who have found their way across the southern border? I'm waiting for somebody to explain it to me. And don't tell me you're going to raise taxes on the ultra wealthy. That's not how you're going to do it. What you're doing is you're going to borrow more money to try to meet the needs of the folks coming across the southern border. Again, Chicago, the city itself has allocated $4 million in assets, but they're getting $38 million from the federal government. This is just for the latest round. At present, 30 to 40 case management workers from Catholic charities are working actively to secure temporary housing for the migrants. This is just Chicago. Every other major city in the entire country is going through something similar. That's not in Florida or Texas. Now, well, Texas has its own problems now with the San Antonio situation. This is not going away. This is not slowing down. Don't listen to what they're telling you. Don't listen to what Biden and his cronies are trying to pitch to you like they've got it all under control, like the border's secure. The border has never been less secure. And if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, man, this is really, if you're somebody right of center and thinking with a rational, common sense mind, a brain, you're saying to yourself, well, they're catching X amount of people, which means how many other people are getting through with them without being noticed. And then while they're catching all these folks, we're finding out that some of them have a Chinese background, and some of them have a criminal background, and some of them have a terrorist background. Yet they're getting through. How many of the ones that we haven't caught are getting through? How many actual dangerous individuals have made their way into the United States of America since Joe Biden has taken office? I think the number is incalculable. I think we have no real idea. We make guesstimates, but we don't really know. We're just throwing out numbers. Because for every one that we know has gotten in, it could be 10 more that have gotten in and we don't know about. And how many of those 10 that we don't know about actually are a danger to society? And where are they waiting? You may say, oh, this is scare, you know, this is fear mongering. You're trying to scare people. No, I'm just being realistic. It's pure math, right? I know we don't teach math in school anymore. I get that. I know that's sort of fallen by the wayside. If it doesn't have anything to do with wokeism, we try not to teach it in the public schools. But just look at it from a math standpoint. If you've got X amount of people, and in this case, let's say, for argument's sake, 6 million people who have come across the southern border since Joe Biden's become president, and even if a half a percent of those, a half a percent, are people with bad intentions, that's 30,000 people ready to do damage when they're called upon to do so. And a lot of these people coming across the border, they owe cartels. So who knows what they're going to ask them to do once they get here. There's a sex trafficking element to all of this. Certainly the fentanyl aspect of this is rampant. So I'm barely touching and scratching the surface to all of this. But it's an absolute threat to American security. For you to think about it in any other way, it's just, you know, you're just burying your head in the sand. So I wanted to start with that just as a reminder. With all that's going on around the world, right, with the Ukrainian president begging for more money, Gaza obviously and Israel, we've got that. We've got Biden telling another wild story about a house fire today. We can get into that. But I wanted you to remember that the southern border is still the most important political event that is happening right now. Period. End of story. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's the USA Audio Network.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsors, BikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsors, BikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, small business owners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network. Wayne is off tonight doing very important things. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll be with you the entire evening. I appreciate it very much. Actually, if you would like, I can actually squeeze in maybe one quick call if somebody wants to call using my Connecticut line, 860-464-9490. I got to tell you, I had to go to the dentist today, like just a cleaning at the dentist, right? And my dentist is like, dentist is the greatest guy in the world, right? Dr. Robson's the man. And I've lately had a new dental hygienist. And she's very nice. And I think she's Russian. And basically, I think she's a spy. I think she is a hired killer. Because I tell you, man, she's good at cleaning the teeth, but she has absolutely no problem putting me in intense pain. I'll tell you that right now.
Ah!
Yes, that's exactly right. Like an absolute agony today, right?
All right. Hey, let me chime in on that real quick. Do you think she's also handling this whole Navalny thing over there? You think she's in charge of him, you know, relocating, if you will?
There's a possibility. There's a possibility that's why she's here, hiding out as a...
All right, I'm going to be the guy. Is the hygienist cute?
I can't confirm or deny that.
But come on. On a scale of 1 to 10.
I can't confirm or deny that. I can't confirm or deny anything. Let me grab a call. Let me see who's on the line. Good evening. Who am I talking with?
Hey, it's Dan from East Hampton.
How are you? Hey, Dan. What's going on? We're on a clock, kid, so I know you.
I hear you. I'm gonna run. This morning you brought up something really great when you said about, you know, what do Nazis do, and you know everybody throws the word Nazis around, Democrats and Nazis, Republicans and Nazis, but you did something different. You went orderly and just said what they did, confiscated
right.
guns, suppressed free speech, surveilled its people, and everything else like that. But the other thing that they did, I wanted to add to that, was they deified science. They
yes.
made science the most thing. And if you look today at what we have, you know, they deny the fact that men are men and women are women. You know, that, I believe, is the 2 + 2 = 5 of our generation. Cannot say what a man or a woman is. And in the name of science, they're saying that. And, you know, Al Gore has been on the radio going on and on, and he's got this he started this fraudulent cult of climate change thing. It's been debunked, all of it, and yet he's still being listened to and elevated. And I think Anthony Fauci, the guy who said he was science incarnate, might be like the Joseph Mengele of our day. And I just wanted to say that that deification of science, so where people are calling science or have this, like, bureau of truth that says science, you know, in the name of science, is saying things that is just completely unscientific.
Fauci,
I thought I would throw that out there to your audience.
Now, Fauci might be the biggest fraud maybe in American history. He might be the
terrifying.
Biggest fraud.
Made tons of money. Yeah. And, you know, I'm hoping that it's just that he's a fraud and not that it's like the start of some kind of genocide. You know, I mean, being an awful thing if those shots turned out to be something worse, you know, than a trillion-dollar moneymaker.
Well, I mean, the number of people getting cancer from the shots has spiked. Now, I don't know if you want to corroborate that. I mean, how can you not? But I know I saw an article about that. And, you know, just to double down on what you had said about the Nazis, too, the first people they came and killed were the scientists and the teachers. Anybody who is an intellectual were the first ones that they went after.
And you know, Lee, they were doing really horrific things. And, you know, by the time, you know, Russian and American troops were racing into Berlin to poach their scientists because, devoid of all ethics, they were doing these human experiments on the Jews and on the mentally ill. Remember all the people they rounded up? And I'll tell you, the very, very last people in the whole wide world I ever want to decide whether I'm mentally ill or not is the government. You know, because they'll say, if you don't believe in climate change, man-made climate change, if you don't believe in the shot, if you don't believe in whatever that men and men can become women and women can become men, then you're somehow mentally ill. And you know, it's just another step to rounding people up, you know, to call everybody mentally ill and then take away their rights. Terrible. Another thing Nazis do.
Absolutely.
You know, just thought I'd throw that out there to you, man.
Dan, thanks, buddy. Great call. Dan, just to let everybody know, we had this awesome contest at my home station in Connecticut where we brought on, ended up being 7 finalists for what we called the King of the Callers. And Dan was one of the 7 finalists. And I think he came in 4th or something like that. But he did great. Got up on the big stage in front of like 600 people and was spectacular. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. But I thank Dan for reaching out here in the afternoon version of the big show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. So we've got, I know Wayne has talked to him, but I do have Jake Lang who's going to join us and chat about his time in prison. He's been in there since January 6th, over 1,000 days. That's coming up after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. It's the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA USA News update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent John Decker.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
The Supreme Court said they will consider the expedited request. The Biden administration defends its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They expressed concerns that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you.
Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Health your environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie filling in tonight for Wayne Allen Root. I know Wayne has brought this next gentleman on, but I wanted a chance to talk to him myself. I don't have a lot of time with him. Jake Lang is joining us. J6Truth.org is where you can find his website, and he was at the January 6th event at the Capitol. Jake, thanks for joining us here on the USA Audio Network.
Hey, Lee, God bless you. It's been 1,000 days, but God's grace is strong to get us through. 1,000 days without a trial, 1,000 days without justice. It's truly a travesty here in America that, you know, we've got political prisoners.
So I want to get into a lot of that stuff, and I want to first tell everybody you have a website out now, right? It's J6Truth.org, correct?
Yeah, that's the place to go to really get linked into the J6 community, and we've got a documentary on there that's the number one viewed video ever on Rumble called The Truth About January 6th if you want to know more about what really happened at the Capitol, J6Truth.org.
All right, you're 28, right? Right now you're 20, so you've been in jail for 1,000 days.
Yeah, I was 25 at the Capitol. I'm going to be 29 here coming up in April. So I've already done 3 birthdays in prison. I'm coming up on my 4th, God forbid. This is what tyranny looks like. It's not just, you know, our founding fathers and a bunch of powdered wigs and stuff. We're talking about real-life tyranny here in America. They've got people in prison for years without a trial.
So I got to get into some of the stuff that you're charged with. It says here, obstructing an official proceeding. Here's the one that bothers me, and I need an explanation, okay? So charged with beating a police officer with a baseball bat. Is that true?
Not in the slightest in that sense, when you put it like that. No, there were 4 people that were murdered at the Capitol that day, all unarmed civilians, unarmed American patriots protesting, and one of them actually ended up dying in my arms, God forbid. Her name's Roseanne Boylan. She was bludgeoned to death and trampled and asphyxiated through chemical attacks, through CS gas and pepper spray, right in my arms, right in front of me.
Right.
At about 4:20 p.m. at the Capitol on January 6th. And after she was murdered in my, you know, in my arms, basically me and another group of men had to take up a defensive position and create a barrier between the Capitol Police, who were brutalizing and viciously attacking unarmed women and elderly people, an unarmed woman, Roseanne. And, you know, that's where that whole entire situation transpired after a murder occurred. So, you know, this is why context is very important. And this is why I deserve my chance in my day in court, you know.
Was that underneath, that in the Capitol, like underneath in a hallway? Is that where that was?
Kind of, yes. So it's a famous tunnel where the president walked out for an inauguration.
Right.
You know, and then it goes up on that little, like, ledge there, and they do that. Usually when you have a real elected president, not a communist coup d'etat that happens. But, yes, that tunnel there was the scene of so much police violence. And, you know, I was stuck in that tunnel there fighting for my life and defending the people around me for nearly 3 hours at the Capitol. It was quite the most intense skirmish I've ever been in.
Is there cameras or video footage of this anywhere?
Oh, yeah, there's video footage. I mean, you've got some video footage now that's coming out from Speaker Johnson, but we've had out for a while now. In my documentary, if you guys go on jsixshoot.org, you'll see there's this woman named Victoria White, another horrible victim of police brutality inside, you know, just an unarmed woman, 5 foot, you know, two. And she gets caught in it kind of like in a ping pong scenario where the Capitol Police inside the tunnel are passing her back and forth and punching her in the face and hitting her with the baton. It's one of the most grotesque videos you'll ever see. It happens literally for minutes. And this is something that I witnessed as well, too, that you know, basically after you watch, I don't care if it's a uniformed officer or not, somebody beating up a woman for minutes here, you're going to respond if you're a man. And so, you know, I had to respond. I had to defend these women and these elderly people in that tunnel. You know, I'm a young man. I was a wrestler in college in New York City, and I'm just not going to just walk away from women and elderly people being bludgeoned and beaten up by tyrants.
And that stuff you can watch at j6truth.org. You can see that video, those videos?
Yes.
Okay.
Those videos are all on there, and they'll blow your mind. And that's why it's the number one viewed video ever on Rumble, 2 million views, because people seen it. And they say, I got to share this with my friends and family because we've been lied to by the mainstream media. The official narrative is completely, you know, like calling us domestic terrorists and, you know, violent insurrectionists. It's complete nonsense. They've spun this to basically, you know, give themselves an out for Joe Biden's stolen election, you know, saying that we were the ones that were there threatening democracy. No, the communist coup d'etat, the tyrannical takeover of our country by a stolen election, a bought-and-paid-for puppet president, was happening inside the Capitol that day.
Tell me, as you're approaching the Capitol that day, I know we don't have a lot of time, but, I mean, you're approaching the Capitol that day after watching the speech. At what point in time did you make the decision to go in? And then I want your opinion. Like, I've watched videos where some cops are just sort of making making a wide open lane for people to come in. They stopped even pretending to try to stop them. And I want to get your thoughts on that. But give me like the 30 minutes prior to you entering the Capitol, what was going on?
Yeah, no problem. So, I mean, and that's one of the important parts, too, is that there were two different really sides to the Capitol. One side, the cops were letting people in, open doors, fist bumps, taking selfies with people, and the people who went in and were treated respectfully, they even walked through the velvet ropes. We're seeing that now. Tucker Carlson put out video. You know, we have the Speaker of the House releasing video. We've seen where people were treated respectfully by the police. They gave that same respect back. But on the other side, where I was at, I already explained that. But 30 minutes before, I mean, I was walking down Constitution Avenue with a group of a million praying and chanting and singing and flag-waving awesome red-blooded Americans. I mean, it was like the Woodstock of patriotism. The vibration, the atmosphere was super high energy. People were hugging each other, high-fiving each other. We felt like we were Americans doing our duty to protest the stolen election, to redress a grievance with our government. We were there to support Donald Trump. An amazing president who was totally cheated out of this election. There's no way Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe from his basement, got 81 million votes, 10 million more than Obama. That's just it's impossible. I mean, Obama's the most loved public figure by the Democrats of all time, and Joe Biden is a pedophile. And so, you know, you have these two stark differences. And so we showed up at the Capitol, and we were there in the name of God, in the name of liberty. And we were chanting and praying and singing and having a great time. And the Capitol Police unleashed attack on us that, you know, we had to respond to as men. I'm not walking away on my own soil from my own fellow citizens shoulder to shoulder with me getting killed and being hit with pepper ball bullets and rubber bullets from, you know, and all these munitions they were hitting us. We just weren't doing it. We basically defended ourselves.
So you guys weren't even in the Capitol when you were getting hit by these bullets, pepper spray,
and
scale.
Oh, no.
You're outside.
No. That's what we're seeing now. I mean, that's what the documentary details, and that's coming out now more through Epic Times, the Gateway Pundit, and a lot of great investigative journalist organizations that, you know, the cops actually fired behind the line of the protest.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Tear gas and concussion grenades, and actually made them surge forward towards the barriers, towards the lines. And so it was just really poor planning, really poorly executed. And I would say even further than that, that it was actually pre-planned to incite people. And there was 200 FBI agents in the crowd now. Representative Thomas Massey has now broken. So we've got the Capitol Police inciting violence, and you have FBI agents inside the crowd, you know, doing these maneuvers and being provocateurs. January 6th was the setup, Lee.
I take it you got to go. I heard the one-minute call. So you want to tell everybody one more time where to go to find more about you? Find out more about you?
Yeah, of course, guys. Just, again, go to j6truth.org. There's some links on there to become a donor for the Jan 6ers. We've got about 300 people that are locked up right now, and we take care of a lot of legal fees and do a lot of great things for the community. If God puts it on your heart this Christmas season, go to j6truth.org. Watch the documentaries.
Thank you for using Global Telling.
All right, I guess he has to go. He only has a limited amount of time to talk since he is in prison. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in tonight for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Attention, this is a public notice from
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and it is MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. And Wayne Allen Root has the night off. I believe he is the MC of a very fancy fundraiser. I'll let him tell you all about it tomorrow night when he's back. Coming up after the top of the hour, if you've been dying to see what yours truly looks like, by the way, my name is Lee Elsie, you can tune in to Lindell TV. You can all see why everyone says I have a face for radio. I want to tell you one story, one sort of personal story before we get to the top. Just to get your opinion, I told it this morning on my morning show here in Connecticut, and I got a really crazed response from it. I think every corner of the state. Actually, we broadcast out over Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island. Of course, Global Online. We have our own app, etc. But I had mentioned that I've been married to my beautiful wife for 19 years, going on 20 in July. And in all of that time, you know, my wife has shopped for me on occasion, bought me clothes, and, you know, somewhere along the way, she had got it in her head that I like these certain kinds of jeans. And they're kind of like a stretchy jean. And I hate those jeans. They fall off my rear end. They're like on the floor in half a second.
Right? They're the stretchy kind, the kind that you might see a middle-aged pregnant woman wearing, the stretchy jeans. Maybe she's trying to tell me something. But, you know, I begged her. She said, well, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? I said, really, all I need, how about a couple pair of jeans? But jeans that I like, not the stretchy jeans, like Levi's or Lee jeans, something like that. And, you know, she went off and did her thing, and then one day she came back last week, and my wife is an avid shopper. Avid shopper. Like, packages every day. Right? God bless her, man. She is out there looking for those bargains. But she also likes to go shopping at the Goodwill. Right? I don't mind the Goodwill store. Right? And I got some cheap items. If you're looking for, I don't know, a lamp that's $2. Or, I don't know, a book for 50 cents. Maybe a chair for $9. You go to the Goodwill. But she has in the past gone to the Goodwill and come home with clothing for me. Now, I'll be honest. I have said this before many times, that I feel like I have actually donated an item, only to have my wife come back and give it back to me, not knowing that I had donated it. That's actually true. That's a hand-to-God truth. I think that's happened a couple of different times. But anyway, she came back from Goodwill with the jeans. Now, I'm sort of a germaphobe, right? I'm constantly wiping down the equipment here in the studio, even though I'm the only one in it. I get in here in the morning, I wipe it down, sanitize it, spray it, the whole thing, everything, right? I'm a clean germaphobe freak when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't want anybody else's germs. I don't want anybody else's, you know, spit near me, food near me, nothing. Any of the bathroom activities, God, no, I don't want anything to do with that. So how could I possibly wear someone else's jeans? I mean, it just seems impossible that I would do that. And not only did I get one pair, I got three pairs of Goodwill jeans. So, anyway, I don't know how you feel about that. Maybe it's not an issue with you. Maybe you're fine with it. Maybe you think it's okay. You know, clearly this morning when I brought it up, everyone was sort of calling me an elitist for not wanting to wear some, you know, dirty guy's pair of drawers that he threw away. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm just becoming what I preach against every single day, which is that elitist attitude, because I don't want to wear somebody else's dirty pants. Anyway, all right, let me get to the top of the hour. we'll be joined by Lindell TV right after the top when we come back. A lot to get to, including one of my favorite guests that I bring on my own morning show. We'll talk to Tony D on the other side of the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Audio Network Raw and Unfiltered.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.